Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The living people who survived the tribulation, we find this in verse number 32, and before him, this is speaking of Jesus on the throne, shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left, and you see the rest of it, where these literally are believers and unbelievers. And the believers who lived in the tribulation, they survived the tribulation period. You read the rest of the chapter. They enter into the kingdom, the believers. By the way, we're going to look at this when we get later in Revelation chapter number 20 and even farther in. They enter into the millennium in their physical body. Think about that. They enter because they survived in their physical body. They enter into the millennium in their physical body. And we'll talk more about that later. Okay? And the unbelievers, though, who lived through the tribulation period, Jesus is going to separate them and throw them into hell, if you will. Okay, if I could use that term and I don't offend anybody, so what's going to take place? He's going to throw them into hell. So the people who enter into the millennium are only believers. Only saved people enter into the millennium. No unbelievers enter into Christ's kingdom. Are you following? Matter of fact, we see in that 30-day period from the revelation of Jesus Christ, and turn back with me now to Daniel chapter number 12, where it talks about judging the wicked. Verse number 10, about the many shall be purified, made white, and tried, but the wicked shall be do wickedly, and all these things. There shall be 1,290 days. So during that 30 days, I believe that's when the judgment of the living nations take place, from 1260 to 1290. Other things take place, but for time's sake this morning, the judgment of the living nations take place in this 30 days. Okay? Now let's go a little farther. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh through the 1,335 days. Now, that's 1,335 days from the abomination of desolation. That's another 45 days after the 30 days. In other words, there's 75 days. I should have this on the board, and I don't have it. From 1,260 days to 1,335 days is now 75 days. We identified those 30 days, the judgment of living nations. What is that 45 days for? He says, blessed he that waiteth 1,335 days, 1,335th day. What's that 45 days for? I'm glad you asked. Are y'all confused? Okay. I'm glad y'all aren't, because I am. No, I'm just kidding. This is really good. All right. It's roughly 2.5 months, the whole 75-day period. When you get this 45 days, it's 1.5 months. And what we're doing here, we'll give you some other verses here. At the end of 1,335 days, that is the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ. Not the 1260, not the 1290, but the 1,335th day. That's why he said, blessed he that waiteth, and he comes the 1,335th day. That's the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ, 1,335th day. What happens in that 45-day period? We're going to look at this verse in just a minute, okay? Jesus will give us a job. He's basically going to set up his kingdom. He's done away with the unbelievers during those 30 days. And for the next 45 days, he's going to give what we would call job assignments, so that when he enters into the kingdom, remember we read they're going to rule and reign with him. Many of us are going to reign. When I say reign, I mean R-E-I-G-N. We're going to rule with Jesus Christ. And for those 45 days, I believe that's when he's going to give us the job assignments, where we're going to serve him. Let me give you a great illustration. Matter of fact, this Tuesday, we're having elections for local officials and all this Tuesday. And we're going to talk about you need to vote, you need to vote, you need to vote. If you don't vote, quit complaining. Amen, preacher. Okay, so you need to vote. All right, this Tuesday. When we have our general election, and mostly for our president, I can't wait till we get another crack at it. Anyway, I told you I leave politics alone. When he's elected in November, it's not until approximately 45 days when he's inaugurated. What does he do during those 45 days? He sets up his cabinet. Well, after he's elected, here's going to be my Secretary of State, my Secretary of Treasury. This is going to be you. They're going to do that for 45 days. Isn't it interesting? It's approximately, but approximately 45 days. Isn't it interesting? Where did they get that from? Our father, founding fathers. Where did this number come from? You think they just put a fountain there and just 45, that's a good number. No, some wise people got this from the Word of God. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, just leave me alone, okay? But for 45 days, he's already had the judgment of living nations. Jesus is going to set up, if you will, his cabinet, who's going to rule and reign with him. And we'll talk about that next week, and I got some other things I want to talk about. David, remember David, only a boy named David, only a little sling. David and Goliath, remember little David? He became king of Israel for 40 years. Do you know David will be the vice regent, or we call like vice president, if you will. Well, he'll be a lot better than what we got now. Shouldn't have said that. Jesus is going to rule and reign, and he promised David, and we'll look at this next week with actual scriptures, where David's going to rule right with him. He promised David that. We're going to rule it. The apostles are going to rule with him. He told that to the apostles. You're going to rule with me. Remember, is this boring to y'all? I could go on and on and on. Remember, he talks about who's going to be the greatest. The mom came up to Jesus. He said, Jesus, will you let my two boys serve right next to you? Remember that? How many of y'all remember that Bible story? Okay. And Jesus looked at her and said, hey, it's not for me to do this, you know. And basically, he's talking about, you want to be a great? Well, be a servant. You want to be least? Well, promote. They were self-promoting. Anyway, we're going to rule and reign with him. Those 45 days will be, he will be setting up his kingdom. Let me give you one more thing, and I'll be done this morning. And we'll expound on this next week. If you think your head's swimming now, wait till we get next week about what takes place in that kingdom. Some wonderful, awesome things. This is what everybody's been looking toward, where the lion and the lamb will lay there, the bear and the lamb. Remember that? And the little boy be able to place his hand on the den of a cockatrice. You're talking about a rattlesnake? The rattlesnake won't bite anybody. You know, the little rattle on the end of a rattlesnake, he can shake it like a rattle. Y'all don't believe me, do you? What the Bible says. He'll be able to, now I can't imagine anybody won't do anything with a snake but put a shovel to their head. I shouldn't have said that. Y'all are probably snake lovers out there. But anyway, during the millennium, all ferocious viciousness and all animals. Anyway, there's some other great things going to take place. But let's look, turn back with me to Revelation chapter number 20. Our 5 minutes. I want you to notice verses number 4 and 5 about a resurrection, and it says that this is the first resurrection in verse number 5, Revelation chapter number 20. A couple of things about this first resurrection. We read in Acts, where the Acts chapter number 24, verse number 15, you don't have to turn there, but it talks about the resurrection of the just and of the unjust. Very important statement there. The resurrection of the just and the resurrection of the unjust. All right, this resurrection, this is the first resurrection, means that there has to be another resurrection. You don't have to go to Auburndale to understand that, okay? Auburndale High School. If there's a first resurrection, there must be a second resurrection. This first resurrection is talking about resurrection for believers. This is the completed resurrection for believers. After this point, never, ever, ever will a believer die from this point on.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.